In drought-plagued California today, some rare good news. State and federal authorities announced that spring rains will allow them to release a little more water to some cities and farms. But the announcement does nothing for many farmers in the state's Central Valley, where the drought is so severe it's helped form new political alliances. Farmers are joining forces with farm workers and politicians of all stripes. Together, they're trying to pressure the federal government to deliver more water. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports.
On a recent night, about 1,000 people crowd into a barn on a fairgrounds in Fresno County. Long after the free tacos and sodas are served, the chants start in English and Spanish.
So what are we looking for? Que necesitamos?
Fresno is the top agriculture-producing county in the U.S., with more than $6 billion in annual sales. The rhetoric at this rally is familiar. Farms could go out of business without more water. There'd be mass layoffs. It's the makeup of the crowd, though, that's unusual. In the rows of folding chairs and risers, farmers in plaid shirts are standing side by side with migrant farm workers in ball caps, holding signs that read Sin agua, no futuro, and no water, no food.
I'm really tickled to death to see the farm workers working with the farmers. We've never seen that before.
This is Victor Lopez. He's the longtime mayor of a nearby farm town called Orange Cove. Lopez co-founded a group called the Latino Water Coalition that organized the rally. In the 60s, Lopez marched with Cesar Chavez in the fight against growers for better conditions for farm workers. For him, today, those old wounds have healed. He says the current water crisis is leading people across the political spectrum to mobilize. They're doing all they can to pressure, lobby, and plead with the federal government to bring relief, because Mother Nature isn't.
For the first time in the history, being a farm worker the majority of my life, and I've never seen the coalitions that have been formed. Farmers and the farm workers have united. This is an issue that's going to affect the world.
A pair of bills pending in Congress would ease environmental restrictions in the vast Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta that would send excess water south into a federal canal system. Now, some recent rains have also started to help fill reservoirs again, and today federal regulators said they're able to send a tiny bit more water to cities and some farms.
You know, if we got a choice of either dying this year or dying next year, we prefer dying next year. So.
That's the message Mario Santoyo gave to White House officials when he visited Washington last week. Santoyo manages a large water agency in Fresno that secures irrigation for 15,000 farmers. His is just one of several delegations of water officials and elected leaders racking up frequent flyer miles between the Central Valley and the Beltway right now. An analysis by member station KPCC and the Center for Responsive Politics found that one of the largest water agencies here has spent $600,000 on lobbying. Santoyo's group is planning another trip for next week.
We don't have months and months and months and months to think about this. We only have a few more months before farmers either survive or they don't.
Santoyo says the focus now is on a group of Senate Republicans who have yet to sign on to a bill by Democrat Dianne Feinstein. Her measure is an example of another unlikely political alliance forming amid this drought. See, by siding with House Republicans who want to ease environmental restrictions, Feinstein has alienated some of her most staunch supporters, environmentalists. Barbara Berrigan-Paria is executive director of the group Restore the Delta.
We've created in California an unsustainable water system where those who have political power and money really can put pressure on the government to deliver the water that they feel that they are entitled to.
Senator Feinstein recently removed a provision in her bill that would have sent millions of dollars in federal aid to nonprofits that help farm workers and others affected by job losses. It was seen as a move to make the bill more palatable to Republicans. It could also be a first test of how deep these new political alliances really are, and if they could ever extend beyond the water crisis. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.